Okay, so then the origin of the diagram, briefly. where did this diagram come? So in the extensive enjoyment sutra, and also in other sutras, it is explained, the origin of the diagram of the wheel of life is explained. And in these sutras, we understand that there was once a king named Bimbisara who lived at the time of Buddha. And this king received an extraordinary gift from a friend. And as is normal, that when you receive a beautiful gift, marvelous gift in this case, you want to repay that kindness and offer something in return. But King Bimbisara's friend, who lived in an irreligious country, was very wealthy. Okay? Probably another king. Very wealthy. And so King Bimbisara couldn't think of anything to give him. It was kind of the classic case of what do you give someone who has everything? Okay. So King Bimbisara had the opportunity to ask Buddha. He explained the situation to Buddha and said, "My friend has already so many possessions. What is the best gift I could offer to him?" So through Buddha's wisdom and clairvoyance, he knew that King Bimbisara's friend was ready to receive Dharma teachings. The conditions in his mind to receive and understand profound Dharma were ripening. And so he explained to King Bimbisara exactly how to make the diagram in all of its detail. And then he said to the king, he said, "Offer this to your friend. Offer this diagram to your friend, and he will definitely be satisfied." So King Bimbisara, having the diagram completed, he then offered it to his friend. His friend beheld the diagram, and as he was gazing at it, he developed a very special feeling, which we would say is a special blessing in his mind. And even though he had not received any other Dharma instructions, he immediately felt something very special. And when he read the little verse at the bottom of the diagram composed by Buddha that says, "Destroy the cycle of suffering, enter the path to liberation, abandon all delusions, and learn to cherish others." When he read that verse, he immediately understood the meaning of the diagram. And through this, he accomplished a realization of renunciation and ultimately a direct realization of emptiness. You know, at that time, a Buddha was called the Golden Age. A Golden Age is a time when spiritual activity is increasing. In general now, we live, and when a time when spiritual activity is increasing, it's very easy to gain realizations. Now, in our time, we live in general, what we call a degenerate age, where interest in pure spiritual practice is decreasing because our interest in material development and technology is increasing. We're always seeking happiness through external development. And so therefore, for example, our technology, material development is increasing everywhere throughout the world, but human happiness is not. Okay, because we are ignoring the internal development of wisdom, compassion, renunciation, and so forth, inner peace. And so our world is becoming more dangerous, more uncertain, more suffering, because the minds of the people in the world are becoming more rough and uncontrolled. This is the real reason. Why are our minds becoming more rough and uncontrolled? Because in general, we are ignoring spiritual practice. Now, for us, and I'm not saying this, none of this is saying some people are good, some people are bad. No, all people equally precious. But for us who have an interest in the spiritual path, at this time, for us, it is like a golden age. And because Dharma is very new in the West, it's like fresh. It's not mixed with cultural remnants and politics and so forth. It's very pure, you know. So it can touch our heart very deeply, and we can gain profound realizations very quickly. So for us, it is like a golden age. So in the golden age, King Bimbisara's friend accomplished realizations very quickly. And then he taught his people about the diagram of the wheel of life. And then when his people contemplated and meditated on the diagram, guess what? They gained a realization of subtle dependent relationship. And through this, they accomplished a realization of emptiness. And therefore, they entered the spiritual paths of superior beings and finally accomplished nirvana. You know? This is not Buddhist fantasy. You know? But it is not, there's no external development that will accomplish this. We can keep improving our external conditions forever. We will never find pure and lasting happiness. In fact, our problems will only increase. But if we seek happiness within our own mind through controlling our delusions and abandoning our ignorance, purifying our mind, transforming our mind into wisdom, compassion, cherishing love, and so forth, we will fulfill our deepest wish for happiness. This is the experience of sincere spiritual practitioners for millennia. You know? Sometimes we think we're such an advanced society, but we are ignoring ancient wisdom. We are making a big mistake. You know. Anyway, now spiritual teachings like this, Dharma, is beginning to appear everywhere. This is wonderful. Okay, so this is the origin of the diagram of the wheel of life. So we shouldn't just think as this is like historical, because why did King Bimbisara gain profound realizations very quickly? For three reasons. One is because he had some good karma ripening. Karma to understand Dharma was beginning to ripen. Okay, this looks like for us too. Also, he received inspiration or blessings from Buddha, enlightened beings. And also through his deep contemplation of the meaning of the wheel of life. Through this, he accomplished spiritual realizations. Therefore, we shouldn't just think this is historical story. This could also be our own experience.